Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti and I'm in virtual company of Florian Weggorn, Program Manager of Berlinale Talents. Welcome back, Florian.
Yes, welcome back. It's festival time again.
Yes, it's the time of the year again and you're reaching the 18th edition. So it's like here in Italy, the Berlinale Talents will be allowed everywhere and could vote, drive and drink alcohol.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's the same in Germany. So I think it's a very, very important age for at least young people in all over the world. Not only because we are allowed to drink alcohol, yeah. But of course we become more and more independent, also yes. responsible. And I don't want to overstress that thing of becoming an adult, but I think it matches quite well with how the talents feel. So they are feeling very responsible for their own world and still having a lot of fun. So party.
And, you know, I was reading that the community of the talents is of nearly 8,500 alumni, like in all these years, in all these 18 years, that's like a little country.
Yeah, it's a little country. It's like a village here in Germany, we would say. And the interesting thing is, which really warms my heart and also thinks shows how nice and good the community is working, is that it's not only the ones from the last years who feel still connected to talents, but we also meet those people from 2003, 2004, and they're coming, and it takes a minute. And then they're back into the brought back into the community and say, okay, yeah, I remember that this was the moment when I was recognized first. I came to Berlin. I was a student or I was a young filmmaker. And that really gave me the push. And I hope we can still achieve that again also with this year's edition of 255 new talents.
And talking about community, every year the Berlinale Talents as a team to which all the activities are, let's say, focused around. And this year is very important, I think, because it's collectives. And I would like to quote two of the things that I read in your press releases. One is, there are questions better answered together. And another one is, each individual is an highlight, and the collective of many people, or many, is unstoppable. So how did you reach this year's theme, and why do you think that it was about time to talk about the power of a team?
The power of teams and collaboration has always been important to talents. Of course, that's not a surprise to anyone. So if you bring together people from all over the world, then collaboration is key. I think it's also one of the core ideas of the talents program to spark that interdisciplinary exchange, meaning cinematographers and editors sit next to each other in one room. That's very rarely the case when you think about film production itself. And this exchange without borders across all the cultures, that has always been our topic, and it will be our main reason to be. With a collective theme, we thought we should move on a little bit with all of this. So because it is a difference in between working collaboratively together on each other's individual projects. Mm-hmm. Let's imagine we are sitting in a lab and every one of us has a script to work on. And then, of course, it's much better to do that in the group and help each other. But still, everyone is working on his or her own film project. In a collective, it is a bit different. So because you work together on one thing. So you want to achieve the one thing all together, which means you can become much more powerful. But it's also much more complicated because you have to communicate much more often. You have to probably make compromises. You as the individual, in a way, has to relate and has to work with the group interests and vice versa. And this we found interesting because collectives, they have the right answers, or they have answers to questions we cannot answer alone, to questions like how can collaboration be done on fair grounds, sustainably, balanced and so on. So all those kind of questions we raise, or the industry has raised recently much louder than ever before, are sometimes already answered by the collective. So we thought, let's invite them, let's become a collective a little bit, as much as we can, and let's share and learn from each other.
And I think the concept of collectives is also going along with the concept that diversity is a beauty, and it's something, it's an added value. I mean, the more diverse you are and more different you are from the other, and the more you can put into the creative process.
Exactly. And it's I totally agree. And I think there's a big misunderstanding if people think collectives or being in a collective means that you're not an individual anymore. It's the opposite. So the collective, in a way, allows you, under the circumstances you agreed on with your group or with your community or even with your society, to be as free as possible and as individual as possible as an individual. And so for us this year, if we look into the program, we have quite a lot of one-man collectives or one-woman collectives. So like people who are not necessarily working in big groups or always discussing everything with everyone. That's not what it's about. It's about their perspective and their way of working as an individual and how they relate with others by doing that.
And another thing that struck me was that I was reading how many talents were participating this year, and it's about 255, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. And when you were writing about, you know, how many women, how many men, there are 126 women, 123 men, and 6 that preferred not to stay their gender. And I totally love that, because one thing is to declare you being open to whoever we want to be, and another thing is to act on it. And I think that Berlinale Talents has always been ahead of that.
Yeah, thank you. And we are very happy if people recognize that. So because it just happens by chance, I would say. So of course, if you ask me personally, I'm totally with you. And I think this goes for everyone in the team. So gender-balanced teams, gender-balanced selection of talents, even among the mentors, that's super important to us. Nevertheless, there is no quota. So the selection committee is not sitting there and saying, okay, let's find another woman or so. But we just go for quality, and we go for what we've just said, diversity in terms of film styles, where do you come from, cultural backgrounds, and so on. And we're very happy that we end up with that kind of a balanced group of talents, because it says and it proves that in the end, reaching out to more women in our particular case of our industry is not something you have to force yourself into. You just have to open your eyes.
I remember I think it was last year when you told me that even if there were a lot of women in the talents participating, in the, let's say, technical department, there were less women. And we were talking about how this situation was going to change. I have to say that in some roundtable about gender equality, I quote you, like, to talk about, you know, this the kind of difficulties that women are experiencing, that they don't apply for certain jobs, or they think that they are male jobs, let's say, even in the cinema field. How much has this changed all over this year, and from your point of view?
I think the camera studio is a good example, because among these so-called technical fields of work, the camera or the cinematographer has always been a very male-driven discipline. So if you look into Google, if you look into IMDb, there's still a cinematographer, or in Germany they say Kameramann, even if you're a woman. So there's not even a term for it. Now looking into this year's selection, and once again it just happened, by selecting the best of the best, we ended up with a balanced camera studio, which is wonderful. So it's wonderful people coming from all over the world, women and men. And I think it will have an impact, of course, in the end on the studio itself. Workshop is the same. We're not addressing it publicly. We're just working in that environment and seeing what kind of different it makes if the group is much more balanced than it is in, let's say, the film reality. But nevertheless, if you look into, if you speak to our mentors, for example, in this particular case to Bonnie Elliott, who is a Talents alumna and a mentor this year at the camera studio, one of the first things she replied to me in an email was, "Florian, wonderful, I recognize how many women you have in the camera studio," because that's not very often the case. If she's in other environments of her guild, then it's normally very male-driven. We're happy if this is recognized, and of course we encourage both and everyone alike, but this morning I saw that one of the talents in the studio, she's also running this female cinematographers collective and association in Brazil. So you can see that she's not only a good cinematographer, but also recognizing the fact that it still needs a lot of work. So it needs associations like this, it needs the support of the people, and they need to network so that they become stronger and stronger.
Speaking of women, there's among the this year's artists and, you know, and movie people, film people that will talk with the talents, and not only, also with the audience. That will be Hildur Guðnadóttir.
Hildur Guðnadóttir.
Ah, grazie, thank you. We recently was so acclaimed and awarded for our compositions in Joker, and I think it was a very emotional moment for all women in the field this year. So it's really I look forward to listening to her speak and talking about her experience.
Exactly. So we're very happy to have Hildur with us. And first of all, we invited her at some moment, let's say in the middle of between many awards she received, but first of all, and once again, because we are big fans of her music, so I've just recently been at a concert here to also see her live, and many people joined me there, and I think the same will happen on the Sunday event next week, or this week probably, practically. Because she's just a fantastic musician. She has a very intuitive approach to music. We're just curious on how she's working on her music and how she is working for such different kind of films. But of course, I agree. So it's also the fact that a woman like her hasn't been recognized widely, and we're very happy about this.
And of course, every year there are so many important artists to give their, let's say that they'll not lesson, but their experience, to talk about their experience with the talents. This year, Kate Blanchett, Ellen Mirren, Karima Inouz, Kleber Mendoza Filho, Jazanke, and so a lot of people. But I wanted to ask you something else. I wanted to know more about Talents Footprints MasterCard Enablement Program. So if you could tell us more about that.
Yeah, there's an interesting story around this. So because as I would say in most cases, changes at Talents somehow develop out of the deep roots and sources of ourselves. So we rarely sit down on a table and say, let's invent something new. So it's often the talents who come up with ideas or address a need, or it's us finding out, okay, we want to expand our networks and make them more sustainable. And sustainability, that's the buzzword. So that's the word everyone has in his mind. And the question is what to do to not only speak about it, but also really let's make the systems change into a more sustainable way. With the Talents Footprints program, it is like that, or it has been like that for quite many years. We've been asking our talents during the application only what kind of films they do, what kind of style of work they are having, and so on. And every now and then you realize that there have been these gaps in the filmography. So someone made a film in 2014, and then the next one was only in 17 or so. Mm. And you thought, okay, what's going on here? So because kind of parts of their own work and life obviously has been shied away. So because it wasn't necessarily connected to film, probably just had to earn money, or they went to university or whatever. And we thought, okay, if we want to invite people to join us here in Berlin and just be open and interested to whatever they do, we also would like to invite them to tell us the whole story. So we changed the application form, added something what we called milestones, so like in-betweeners, what happens when you don't do films. And we got a huge response by all these 3,500 applications. Hundreds of people were coming up with labs, with initiatives, with festivals, with educational stuff they do, and they travel the country with films. And all of this stuff is, in our eyes, super important because it moves the film industry forward. It gives them jobs. It gives them opportunities to network. So exactly what we want to do. Instead of not addressing it anymore and only focusing on the films, films are still in the center, by the way, of course, but instead of looking away from the rest, we said, let's develop little pieces of the program where we can address that. So we are now speaking about those who build up their own cinemas. We are speaking about those who are building up their companies. Or we are speaking about grassroots campaigning, about how to achieve more with your film by bringing it to the audiences or to your protagonists, back to them who actually helped you to make your films. This has a lot to do with indigenous cinema. This has a lot to do with creating new ways of distribution. And to frame that all in the right way, Talents Footprints was invented. So we are speaking about those projects. And the MasterCard Enablement Program is a new super opportunity now because we were, in a way, enabled by MasterCard to do so, to actually follow three of those projects over the course of an entire year and offering mentorship and financial support.
And the Talents Footprints jury is led by Wim Wenders, and I'm going to interview one of the jurors, who's Chilean distributor, producer, and Talents alumna, Dominga Ortuzar. So I'm going to ask her a lot more about this project and from her point of view as an alumni and, a professional, an industry professional. So, but I really love that. And once again, congrats to the talents.
Thank you. No, we are very happy. It feels very natural.
So my last question is a question that I ask you a lot. That what are you the most proud of this year's talents program?
I'm very proud of all my talents coming. Thinking and speaking about the program, I'm probably most proud of three events which are deeply connected to the collective theme. We call them collective gatherings, and they're in How-To, in our second biggest cinema, so our theater, it's 200 people. And instead of bringing a famous person sitting down on stage and speaking for 1.5 hours, the collective gatherings actually work with the audience as experts from the very beginning. So in the first gathering, we are sitting around, let's say, imagined campfires and looking into storytelling. People will bring in stories. We are speaking about those stories in depth. And we also look into who is, in a way, the secret author of our life stories. because it's not always us telling our own stories. There's also other fears, there's also other powers, industries who are interfering with our stories. So it's going to become very political. The second is body and mind. It's in live acting workshop. You can imagine that we bring our Hollywood coaches and they do 1.5 hours with 200 people in one room. So it's going to be very, very lively and bodily in a way. Mm-hmm. So we are building a spontaneous collective. And the third one is about hanging out. So we are hanging out with Juan Grupa. Juan Grupa are the collective behind the Documenta, so the world's biggest art exhibition taking place in Kassel in 2022. And they're coming and they said, okay, the way how we do and act as curators is like hanging out with people. And we speak with them and then we create some exchange while doing and being informally together. And that's also one of the principles of how they work on towards the Documenta. And one part can be actually experienced by the Berlin audiences and the talents at Berlinale Talents next week.
Thank you so much, Florian. Good luck with the 18th edition of Berlinale Talents, which will take place from February 22nd to the 27th. And we're glad to be collaborating and be your media partner in this adventure this year.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm happy to have you in the collective. See you soon.
See you soon. And we've been talking to Florian Wecker, the program manager of Berlinale Talents, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.